Kenya has fallen into deadly violence after a disputed presidential election last month. And that's where Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is today. She says she will push the country's leaders to come to a power-sharing deal.
Kenya's got to overcome this current political crisis with a government that can gain the confidence of the Kenyan people.
But Kenyan officials have bristled at Western pressure for a quick deal. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports from Nairobi.
When President Bush announced last week that he was sending Condoleezza Rice to Kenya, he said she'd be carrying a tough message to Kenya's leaders and people, that the violence must stop and democracy must be restored. Washington had said it was not planning to dictate terms, but to help speed up the negotiating process, hopeful of a power-sharing agreement. But Kenya's Foreign Minister, Moses Wetangula, warned against outside pressure to force a deal.
We encourage our friends to support us, to encourage us, but not to make any mistake of putting a gun on anybody's head and say either or, because that cannot work.
The foreign minister added that the answer to the crisis must be homegrown. Political analyst Kwamchetsi Makocha says that's just public relations.
The matter is not exactly in the Kenya government's hands. The first demonstration of that was when it failed to keep law and order, and so it has to take instructions and suggestions from other people.
After unprecedented ethnic and communal violence triggered by December's disputed presidential election results, there's been mounting international pressure on Kenya's feuding leaders, President Mwai Kibaki and his opposition rival Raila Odinga, to reach a settlement. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's mediation efforts have made some progress, but after 3 weeks of negotiations, there's still no agreement on sharing power. Analyst Kwamchetsi Makocha says it's unlikely Secretary Rice will deliver a deal, but her visit should act as a prod, a little tough love.
Yes, there is a need for her to be there because I think it brings a bit of bribery and a few threats in fairly undiplomatic language behind closed doors. And America is concerned that the region does not go to seed entirely.
Kenya is hugely strategic, so Washington and other governments want to see the trouble here end. Chief mediator Kofi Annan said he welcomed the backing of Condoleezza Rice, but will her presence add muscle?
Obviously, she's coming from a powerful country, and this is not one of those situations where muscles always play a role. She's coming to let the Kenyans know they're not alone, and their friends in the international community are bleeding with them, and they want to see this issue settled as quickly as possible.
On whose terms? Again, Kenya's Foreign Minister, Moses Wetangula.
We have many examples from all over the world where hurried, rushed agreements reached through arm twisting have collapsed as soon as they're signed, before even the ink dries.
Words that could be interpreted as brinkmanship or a warning against a quick fix. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Nairobi.